What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, August 12th, 2016, getting into the middle of the month. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. It's been a very, very busy news day. And a lot of hysteria going on over in the political campaign we're going to be talking about. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling our dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Now, owing to a schedule conflict, the Lady Claire will actually be joining us in hour number two today, instead of hour number three. So it's going to be an hour of me, an hour of Claire and I, and then the third hour, it'll be just back to me yakking myself silly as we head down to Powhana Friday. Getting into the news here, as you know, one of Hillary Clinton's biggest problems in terms of public perception and polling is the trust issue. And Hillary is already out there trying to dismiss it, saying that once she's president, Americans will learn to trust her, just like Obama did. Or they'll be found dead in a suburban Washington, D.C. park. I mean, that is a very arrogant statement to make, that we'll learn to trust her. Trust takes a long time to build. It doesn't happen in a week or a month or even a year. Trust is earned over an entire lifetime, an entire career. And one betrayal, one lie, one scam, one fraud can destroy that trust. Trust arrives on foot, but departs on horseback. The corporate media is dealing with that right now. They have spent decades going back to the start of television broadcasting, building the trust of the American viewer, and it's just been absolutely destroyed because of all this propaganda that they're feeding out to support Hillary Clinton's run for the White House. To the point where only 6% of the American people still think there's any value in watching the corporate media. And they're in serious, serious trouble. Now, Hillary is out there banging the war drums, confirming for everybody she's the war candidate. If she's elected president, we're going to have lots and lots of wars. It's going to be fun. And she vows to stand up to China. And she basically admitted, this is all about money. Because she says China, you know, the world's second largest economy, has gamed the system for too long. And by golly, gaming the system, that's the divine right of Wall Street. And we're not going to let anybody else in on our action. Now, all of a sudden, we're starting to see a lot of news regarding investigations into the Clinton Foundation. Earlier in the week, we had reported this very quiet little story that had been almost invisible on the corporate media, where the FBI had recommended the Department of Justice open investigations into the Clinton Foundation, and Loretta Lynch had come on back and said, no, we looked at this a year ago, there's nothing there, blah, blah, blah. Went instantly viral all over the net, and today the corporate media and the government are having to deal with it. They're saying, yeah, there are questions about the Clinton Foundation. It has now come on out that three of the FBI field offices contacted the Department of Justice saying there needs to be an investigation here. And the top people at the Department of Justice, meaning Loretta Lynch, said no, 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 no. This is Hillary we're talking about. She's above the law. We're not going to do that. And apparently even some of the Justice Department's own investigators were saying there is something here that needs to be looked at. And Lynch is out there saying, no, you will not do that. You will not go near Hillary Clinton. Go harass the global warming deniers or something. Now, interestingly enough, there is a story that is making the rounds. This got reported in a lot of different places, where apparently James Comey and the FBI are launching the investigation, and they're going around Loretta Lynch and the Department of Justice by going to the new U.S. Attorney for New York, Loretta Lynch's old job. And apparently they have found this New York U.S. attorney to be much more receptive. And so they're talking about the FBI is basically going into the corruption of the Clinton Foundation. And it's getting a lot of coverage. And you would think at this point the corporate media would be on the side of, you know, let's just make it all go away. You know, she got the get out of jail free card for the email server stuff, and that's it. She's above whatever. And I think the realization is there within the FBI, certainly, that the credibility and legitimacy of the entire government is now on the line. Now, we're going to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network at this time. We're talking about news that the FBI is moving forward with an investigation and possible charges regarding the Clinton Foundation and corruption. And they're going around the block by Loretta Lynch by working directly through the U.S. Attorney for New York, who apparently is looking at this very, very seriously. And it's getting a lot of news coverage, which is kind of surprising when you consider that the media has been wholly on board with Hillary at this up to this point. Now, an interesting little story came on out from townhall.com. The FBI always gets its man or woman and may still get Hillary. And they're quoting a source close to FBI Director James Comey that Hillary is still the target of an active FBI criminal investigation. And they're saying the corporate media hasn't been paying much attention up to now until the independent media and the internet made a big stink about the fact that, once again, the Department of Justice has said, no, we're not going to touch that. I don't want to wind up dead in Fort Marcy Park here. But as you know, these DNC emails that have come on out paint a very clear picture of public corruption, of using Hillary's position as Secretary of State to benefit the private Clinton Charitable Foundation, which, by the way, as of the last accounting, only 6% of the money they take in actually went to any charities. It's a scam. Now, maybe we're being set up for James Comey to come on out and say, well, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in the foundation, but it doesn't look like Hillary intended to do wrong. You know, she's just, you know, her brain is not working anymore, but we're not going to do charges. But there may be one other possibility that I want to discuss with you, and then I'll take phone calls. I know you've all been waiting very, very patiently here. If my theory about Hillary selling secrets is correct, James Comey and Loretta Lynch may have dropped that email server issue because of the risk it would expose Hillary's treason in a scandal that could bring down the entire U.S. federal government. Treason by a serving Secretary of State, espionage out of the State Department, and none of the organs of the government did anything to stop it or deal with it. But we know there are a lot of insiders who want Hillary to be gone. Even within the DNC, there's information leaking out. And James Comey may have decided that to salvage the credibility of the FBI and the government and his own historical legacy, that it's much safer to go after Hillary for corruption with that Clinton Foundation, because that really dark secret about Hillary being a spy, selling secrets to foreign interests, that doesn't surface in that. They don't open up that really bad can of worms there. Now, my bet is on the first option, another cover-up. But we'll see what happens. The fact that this is actually getting a lot of corporate media coverage, to me, is very, very telling. Even Rand Paul is now out there saying it's time to indict Hillary Clinton. All right, let's take some phone calls. Jeff in Toronto, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing fine.
Michael, I just had a question. I've been away for a few weeks, and I'm not sure if you've touched on this subject. So if I have, please interrupt me. But I was just wondering, if Hillary Clinton, for the love of God, does get elected, do you foresee, because I've just been paying attention recently over the last few days, and more dead bodies have turned up related to her doctor, and also related to her email scandal. It's just they're dropping like flies left, right, and center, these people. And So my question to you is, if Hillary Clinton is elected, do you foresee, like what happened to Mr. Nixon in the 70s, a constitutional crisis where if she gets enough heat on her that this could create a huge problem where she may have to resign, or she could possibly get impeached soon after being elected? And
I would certainly hope so.
ahead.
I said, I certainly hope so. You know, and my question is, why do we have to go through that nightmare again that we went through with Richard Nixon? Okay, and by the way, Hillary Clinton cannot be elected to the White House. She can steal it. That's the best that she can do.
Well, Trump's ahead by, as we, everyone who listens to your show knows, he's, if it were an actual legitimate election, there's no way he's going to lose this. But she's doing everything she could, she can, by hook or by crook, to steal this election. And a lot of the Clinton Foundation money is obviously there for corruptive purposes, like to pay off people for bribery purposes, and, you know, for, it's just a slush fund to pay people off to help to achieve that goal.
That's exactly what
it is. My question is, like, if this does happen, if she does get, a, you know, quote-unquote elected, and there is another constitutional crisis, that could create cover, because I think that another economic crash, much like 2008, but much worse could happen, and this crisis could help give that crisis, the economic crisis, cover, if you know what I'm getting at.
Actually, I think it would make it worse, because
with
Hillary being under indictment, or impeached, or having to resign, it's just going to hammer home the point that the economic disaster and meltdown is solely the blame of these past few presidential administrations who have so badly mismanaged our national economy.
Right, but they could just throw it on the situation, saying, well, this is just, they could just blame it on the Hillary situation, which is coming up, and just, you know, exalt themselves as they always do, you know, because this would be a perfect storm that's being created right now for a complete meltdown of every function of the federal government.
Well, you're right. Politicians will say, oh, it was Hillary. Hillary's the reason for the crash. They did that to Herbert Hoover. But yeah. Today's Americans are much more knowledgeable and sophisticated, and they understand the economy is already in the Al-Qaeda. And Hillary coming on in just ahead of the crash is really going to have very little to do with it.
I know that during the Nixon administration, when he resigned, it created a lot of pain and suffering for a lot of, not just the institution of government, but also for the general person on the street and for the public as a whole. So I think that people should be aware of that when they're voting for Hillary, because I think that a lot of people don't realize that this woman isn't going to last 4 years. And what I mean by that is, it's not going to be any kind of assassination thing, but I think there's so much criminality involved that she's going to have to be removed from office through an impeachment process, because I can't see her being strong enough to defend herself against these litany of illegal activity which she's brought upon herself and her husband over all these years. I just can't see her surviving. I just see this like a house of cards just totally collapsing. I'm thinking, I can't believe it's lasted this long. I can't see it going 4 years.
Well, you know, there's an important point here, and it may be the reason why they're starting to take this corruption at the Clinton Foundation seriously. Right now, the entire legitimacy and credibility of the U.S. federal government is on the line. Americans are looking at the way the Washington, D.C. has been handling the Clintons and the Bushes and saying this is clearly a government that's corrupted from top to bottom. It doesn't represent we the people. Again, they're not complying with the Constitution. They're not enforcing the laws. And Americans are saying, yeah, it's time for this government to go. And if this government wants to perpetuate itself, they're going to have to do something to re-legitimize themselves, and they could certainly go a long way to doing that by an honest, open investigation into the Clinton Foundation corruption. Of course, that, unfortunately, also, because that was the collection and laundering point for the foreign donations in exchange for secrets, it's still a risk, but it's less risky than the email server itself.
It just seems like all the leaders of the government, like the head of the FBI, the head of the DOJ, and a lot of these other leaders of these various institutions who are involved in correcting this problem have so much corruption on themselves that it just creates a situation where there's going to be a lot of inertia, because, you know what I'm getting at? It's just like everyone in the whole sector has got some dirt on them. Like,
well, it all goes back to drug money laundering. It all goes back to that drug money laundering. James Comey was on the board of directors of HSBC when they were caught laundering drug money. HSBC was in serious trouble, but they got this sweetheart deal from the U.S. attorney for New York for a deferred prosecution, meaning charges were filed, indictments issued, but they're never, ever, ever going to go to court, in exchange for a settlement payment that amounted to just a couple of weeks of HSBC's profits. And the U.S. attorney for New York at that time was Loretta Lynch. This is all, we're seeing the face of the narcocracy start to be exposed to the ordinary American people. And that's not a very pretty picture. And you begin to understand the reason the federal government has been doing such a lousy job at running this country is because it isn't filled with the best and the brightest. It's filled with a bunch of drug criminals and their cronies. And all they know how to be is drug criminals and cronies. They don't really know how to manage a nation. They don't know how to build roads. They don't know how to do anything except grab the money for themselves. And that's why this nation is in such serious trouble. And in many ways, it is a replay of the corruption that we saw back during Prohibition, until finally it reached a point where the government had to end Prohibition and the corruption merely to survive, because the nation was on the verge of a revolt by the time Prohibition was revoked, repealed.
That's a great point. I just see things getting so desperate right now. I mean, you turn on the television, the media lies to you. Every politician's got, you know, with the exception of a very few people, and I would include Trump in that, he's actually got some dignity to him.
Yeah, but you see, totally Trump isn't corrupt. A politician. He's from outside. That's right. That's why they are so afraid of him, because when Trump gets into the White House and he realizes just how bad that drug money corruption problem is, he's going to flip out. And he's going to say, we need to scrub the government out. Yeah, he'll come down hard on those money launderers. He's going to come down hard on the drug dealers and get that corruption out of our government.
Right. So people have – he's going to have – that's why he's got such a rough tone, because he's upset. He's speaking for everyone else. I mean, the gloves are off. And I mean, like, I can't believe that people are picking on him for his tone when Hillary Clinton is literally killing people.
That's the job of the media. They're going to take anything Trump says and turn it into a negative. And Hillary Clinton could drop a live kitten into a blender, and the media would say it's a home safety demonstration.
Exactly right. So people just have to look through that, maybe pay more attention to shows like yours. But I really appreciate your time. Thank you for taking my call, Mike, and God bless. Take care.
Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Kathleen in Paris. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Michael. Yes, you know, some people could have some cognitive dissonance between the fact that, on one hand, we know about the
narcocracy.
Yes.
It's basically ruled by drug criminals.
So this is the government running drugs, I guess, from Afghanistan through Langley and doing their drug business. But yet at the same time, we're talking about the drug war, you know, supposedly from South America, Mexico, etc.
Well,
and I heard somebody say...
Hang on, Kathleen. Let me clarify something. The government has to pretend that they're conducting a war on drugs as part of... you know, pretending that they're not the biggest drug dealer in the entire country. And the war on drugs is really the war on the competition's drugs.
You got my point. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Okay, so now over to if in fact, it gets so bad that, like, the whole government could come down, is it possible that we could just have 50 states, but ununited?
Well, the country actually kind of started that way. The states were all sovereign. That's why it was called the United States of America. And the central federal government was basically little more than a referee or an umpire resolving disputes between the states, and had no authority inside the states themselves. And that's the way the Founding Fathers set it up. But especially following the Civil War, Congress passed a whole bunch of amendments that consolidated power in Washington, D.C. It's been deteriorating ever since, to the point where we've got this dispute between the DEA still insisting marijuana is as dangerous as heroin, and blocking states' attempts at legalization. And as we learned from some of the DNC emails, that is because of lobbying efforts from the alcohol industry. Kathleen, we got to take a commercial break. We have to let you go here. Thank you very much for the call. We got more calls when we come back.
You your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go to the phones, I want to put out a word of caution that Hillary's people are trying to find some way to embarrass the independent media on some of these issues about the dead bodies list and Hillary's health. And they're trying to plant nonsense so that if people carry it, they can say, oh, that was nonsense. We discredit the whole issue. It's called poisoning the well. It's an old propaganda trick. And one of our callers mentioned this claim that one of Hillary's doctors, who may have leaked some medical records about here, either had an attempt on his life or was killed. That rumor originated from Sorcha Fall. And we know Sorcha Fall is a known a disinfo source. His real name is David Booth, I think it is, and he lives like a mile from CIA's Langley headquarters, or at least that's where he runs his phony website from. So you have to be very, very careful. If you want to talk about Hillary's health, go with what we know has provenance behind it, like Huma Abedin's email to State Department staffers saying they had to hold Hillary's hand while she talked to foreign leaders because she gets confused. That's rock solid. Don't go on out and just start grasping at straws, because those straws are very likely traps. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Tom in Florida. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. I got some news for you coming out of South Florida. First, you got Jeb Bush's son who's endorsing Donald Trump, but the whole rest of the Bush family don't want to endorse. They're a bunch of rhinos. They're not endorsing Trump. And the father was in the head of director of the CIA, and he's one of the guys that are behind this whole movement with Romney and all these other. Am I allowed to say this, Michael? Trash? Did I say trash on your radio show?
Yeah, trash is an acceptable word here. But listen,
okay,
hang on. Let me respond to what's going on. I keep talking about the narcocracy. Remember, the Clinton family and the Bush family and the CIA are all tangled up in that Iran-Contra gun and drug running operation that was going on back in the 1980s, 1990s. And that's what all ties these people together. The Bushes are going to support Hillary Clinton because they want somebody in the White House who will not open up closets whose skeletons must remain hidden. And that's why the Bushes are going to, except for Jeb's son, and boy, I can imagine the conversation around the dinner table there. But that's
Michael,
the Bushes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Bushes and the Clintons and the CIA are all part of this narcocracy, and they're going to look out for each other, they're going to take care of each other, and they are out to maintain their grip on power, or at the very least, keep the lid on everything that they've been doing. Keep it secret from the American people, because when the American people finally wake up and realize that the biggest drug smuggler in the country is the country, they're going to be upset, especially families who have been touched in a very negative way by the illicit drug trade. You know, the kids get addicted, people die of overdose. They're going to be really, really angry to find out that contrary to the propaganda coming out of Hollywood, the drug lords aren't these swarthy, sweaty South American people. But they're right here in the United States of America. They've been bringing in opium from Afghanistan, cocaine from Central America, always under the protection of U.S. forces. We got a whole bunch of pictures from Afghanistan of a coalition. Let me finish. We got a whole bunch of pictures of these coalition forces, some of them with the U.S. insignia, guarding and protecting the opium fields in Afghanistan and shipping the bags of the raw opium. Okay, that's how bad this situation is.
Okay, now can I say something, Michael, please?
Yes, go for it.
Okay, well, you're talking about Skull and Bones. That's the Bushes. We know about Skull and Bones. But you're talking about Bill Clinton's brother, Roger, got busted for dealing cocaine. Bill Clinton's brother. I want you to know another thing. Here in South Florida, Michael, they're talking about big time on radio today. They're talking about if Hillary gets elected, there's going to be another Mariel Boatlift, and Castro's going to empty his prisons again. They're all going to head to South Florida. That's another thing that they're talking about in the news media here in South Florida. And now you need to be talking more about that, because if Hillary gets in there, they're going to flood this country with so many illegals, it's going to be disgusting. But I want to go back to something that you said earlier. Bill Clinton, Billy Blythe, and I want everyone in your listening audience to understand this. And I don't care. I want to Clinton. I want Donald Trump to run this ad. Bill Clinton paid $850,000 for raping Paula Jones. She got a check for $850,000. How come that is not being an ad by Donald Trump? If Bill Clinton was an impeached president, and they only needed seven more senators to impeach him, he was impeached by the Congress. There were seven senators short to have him kicked out of office, which would have been in the history books as the first time it ever happened. Because there was Andrew Johnson, but he didn't get kicked out either. But Bill Clinton,
okay,
Tom,
got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, welcome back to our show here. And as I mentioned before, we're at the point right now where the credibility of the entire U.S. government is on the line here because of the way they absolutely refuse to touch the Clintons, or for that matter, the Bushes, the two dynastic ruling families who just believe they're supposed to pass the Oval Office back and forth between themselves to make it look like there's still some kind of a democracy here. And a lot of people are really starting to pay attention to that. There was an article out of Russia today saying five times when the Clintons escaped federal charges, and it's going on down. Many of the times they were very obviously committing horrendous crimes, and there'd be investigations, and it would get to a certain point, and then all of a sudden it would go away. And when you see that happen enough times, you begin to understand we have a criminal government because the biggest criminals are protected and ordinary, innocent, law-abiding citizens are punished. Spied on, civil forfeiture. Just, it really is an upside-down society, and that is exactly the goal of a narcocracy. Or the hoochocracy from Prohibition days, if you will. Now, getting on to Hillary Clinton's medical condition, a lot of people are still talking about that. Hillary actually gave out a statement saying that, really, it's just very tiring on the campaign trail. And yes, being on the campaign trail it's very hard. It's a lot of work, a lot of travel, and so forth. And she's just trying to explain away all this stuff about being held up by people. She's tired, and when she gets really tired, she collapses. And again, it's not exactly painting a positive picture of her as someone able to deal with the stresses of the Oval Office. And you look at Donald Trump, who's along in years. He's not having any problem with it. He doesn't need people holding him up on the podium. Now, there's an article came out of AAPSonline.org, and again, based on what they're observing from outside, they're saying they don't have Hillary Clinton's medical records. Those are still being withheld. There has to be something in there. If there wasn't something in there, Hillary would release them. 60% of Americans think it's time for Hillary to release her official medical records. And they're talking about the prisms and the glasses and everything. And this article goes on to talk about concussions can cause traumatic brain injury, which may not even be visible on the standard CAT scan or MRI. And they're drawing a parallel with many of our returning veterans who experience blast injury from IEDs, and they suffer from it. And these veterans who have these injuries cannot hold a job or interact normally with their families. Now, do we need somebody with that kind of symptomology in the Oval Office holding the keys to the nuclear weapons? I don't think so. Now, another article that came out from the politicalinsider.com is talking about this gentleman named Shkreli, who became notorious for taking this drug that he bought and running up the price 5,000%, and then he backed off on that. But he used to run Turing Pharmaceuticals and said his 15-year experience in the industry has led him to believe that Hillary Clinton is suffering from a serious level of Parkinson's disease. And he says, Shkreli says he's a Democrat. He donates more often to Democrats than Republicans. But he says this is a serious situation, having somebody with Parkinson's in the White House. Now, getting on to the dead bodies list, apparently the Hillary Clinton campaign, following on Julian Assange's insinuation that Seth Rich had been the source of the WikiLeaks of the Democratic National Committee emails to WikiLeaks, the Hillary campaign has imposed on Seth Rich's family to be silent and to allow a spokesperson to handle the media for them. Now, this new spokesman is Brad Bowman. He's a professional Democratic crisis public relations consultant. He's a spin doctor. That's his job. So obviously there is, in fact, something about Seth Rich's murder that the Hillary campaign is very, very worried about. Now, Hillary, as you know, is pro-illegal immigration, pro-refugee. She wants completely open borders, has time and again attacked Donald Trump for his plan to build a wall along the border to Mexico, while not mentioning anything about that wall that separates Israel from Palestine. And interestingly enough, if you look at a photo of the Clintons' estate in Chappaqua, it too is surrounded by a very high protective wall. So the message, the double standard, the hypocrisy coming on out is Hillary's walls are good, Donald Trump's walls are bad. Now, getting on back to the WikiLeaks emails. They prove Donald Trump is right. The emails include information on Hillary Clinton's armings of jihadists, including ISIS. Now, these emails are not the first time this was reported. There was an official State Department document, Pride Loose with a Freedom of Information Act request. It was declassified, that reported this actually months ago, that this was going on. The emails are merely a confirmation. And what's really kind of interesting is back in 2013, Rand Paul grilled Clinton about her awareness of these U.S. weapons making their way into Syria, and Hillary denied any knowledge of it whatsoever. And yet the emails indicate Secretary of State Hillary Clinton knew about it, was taking part in it all the way in 2011, meaning, once again, Hillary Clinton committed perjury before the U.S. Congress. And remember, some of Hillary's emails that were on her weak private server exposed the names of CIA assets, NSA agents. Now, the corporate media is still out there trying to talk about Donald Trump's assassination comment. Well, first of all, he never said assassination. All he said was that if Hillary steals the White House and she loads up the Supreme Court with liberal judges, that she's going to attack that Second Amendment. And Donald Trump said maybe the Second Amendment people can do something about that, which, if you think about it, seems to imply political activism, because the Second Amendment people is another way of describing the NRA and various other gun rights groups who have a tremendous lobbying presence and political clout. It wasn't a call to assassination, but they're out there, oh, he's got an assassination, he's a terrible man, he's a terrible man. And again, as an illustration of just how incredibly biased the corporate media is all about, there was this story about this Democratic strategist, Bob Beckett, who just came right on out and said, kill Julian Assange because a dead man can't leak stuff. And the media gave him a complete pass. He's talking about committing murder. That's okay. You know, Assange is a bad guy. Hillary's good. Trump is bad. Assange is bad. It's okay for us to want to kill the bad people. And it's really out there. And by the way, Beckett is wrong. Julian Assange is the figurehead. He's the face of a large organization. And were something to happen to Assange, the leaks are going to continue. In fact, there'd probably be more of them because his people would be very angry about that. All right, let's take a phone call. Laura in Kansas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, how are you, Michael? I sent you a video called into the Larry Nichols show. And I asked him, since he had close ties to the Clintons, about what her health was like and if she was ever confused or had memory loss before when he worked with her. Of course, he's now actively against the Clintons and trying to expose the lies and all the scandals and things that they've done. But he actually gave me some insight. It would seem that she has very bad peripheral vision and has always had bad peripheral vision and is afraid of steps and of higher places because she can't see very well from the side. Yesterday she seemed to become confused during a speech and lose her place. He said that what it is because of her vision being so bad, she loses her shot on the teleprompters. With that said, though, he also expressed that, you know, there could very well be other things going on since her concussions. Obviously, he hasn't had any contacts with her.
Yeah, I mean, we need to remember, Larry Nichols' last actual, you know, personal contact with the Clintons is back in the 1990s and 1980s. And certainly, for very obvious reasons, he is not allowed into their presence for the last, you know, going on 20 years.
Right, and he did say that. He said, you know, it could be very well that she has had brain damage from the, or, you know, that has issues now since the concussion. I don't know. My personal feeling is, and I know that it's not based on anything that I can put my finger on, but I have just it's almost deja vu back to when Reagan ran the second time, and it was always I can't remember, and people thought he was trying to be evasive with her. I think, you know, when you're a compulsive liar, you got to keep really real sharp about keeping track of your lies, and it seems
yes,
like
you,
he's
you,
losing
you do. Yeah, she is, and of course, Reagan had Alzheimer's. They hid it from the American people, but it got really bad during his second term in office. His own son, Ron Jr., is out there saying, yeah, it was really kind of a mess. Well, when Reagan was elected, nobody knew he had the Alzheimer's. It developed while he was in the White House. In this case, whatever's going on with Hillary, whether it's brain damage from the concussion or Parkinson's disease, we know about it before the election, and we need to basically deal with that.
Right. And I wish they would. They do need to release the medicals. They need to, you know, assure the public, although in her case I don't think that it would help much with a lot of us. But the fact is that if she is that feeble or she can't keep track of what she's saying or she can't, I mean, that is awfully dangerous for a president. And it could be very easy for her to be steered or, and manipulated or, you know, told basically what to say and do. And so no longer she would be running the country. So I appreciate what you do, Mike. I'll let you continue. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. And again, look at what James Comey said. To defend Hillary, to explain why he wasn't charging over the email server. She's reckless. She's negligent. She's careless. Look at that email, official State Department email from Huma Abedin to the State Department staffer saying you got to handhold Hillary because she gets confused. And even Hillary's out there explaining her poor grasp of reality in terms of what James Comey had said about her, saying that she gets brain short circuits. Okay, put together, this is a picture of somebody who simply doesn't have the mental capacity to be a president. And for Hillary, it's an ego thing. She wants to be in the history books as the first female president of the United States of America, and she doesn't care if she wants to do the job or not. You know, it's a badge of honor. It's a fashion statement, like her pantsuits and everything else. It's part of her vanity. And that's a very dangerous situation as well, because the president is supposed to maintain that overview of what's best for the nation as a whole. And unfortunately, we've had a whole run of presidents who completely abandoned that. They want to be president just so they can say they were president and be in the history books. And then they go on out and, you know, go boating around Maine and playing golf like crazy. They don't actually want to do the job. They just want the name and the fame. All right, let's grab another phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that was Bob Beckel, not Bob Beckett.
Okay, my mistake.
He basically said he don't believe in capital punishment, but somebody should go out and kill the son of a bitch. That's what he actually said on the TV.
Yep.
And yet, you know, you said he gets a pass. Trump didn't say nothing, absolutely nothing like that. And the media is all, you know, the CNN, Don Lemons, which are all hacks. They're all hacks. Everybody knows they're hacks, you know. Hey, Mike, you know what's funny? I hope MI6 pays Bob Beckel a visit when he's sleeping.
I don't want to go there, but, I mean, he's useful in that he does illustrate to the American people the anti-Trump, pro-Hillary bias of the corporate media. They're all on board. They're desperate to prove they can still sell a candidate to the American people. Because if they can't, one of the effects, if Trump wins the White House, you're going to see those million-dollar paychecks for all these prostitutes and correspondents are going to start going away. Because they're not paid these vast sums of money to tell you the truth. They're paid these vast sums of money to sell you things. A new war, a new policy, a new tax, a new politician, a new president. And if they provably cannot do that any longer, then their corporate sponsors and backers are going to say, we're cutting your budget. You can't do what I'm paying you to do.
You know what it also shows, Mike? What a fraud they are. They come out on national TV to say, kill this person, kill that person, go around the world killing this people, that people. And people who vote for these people, they are short-circuited also, Mike, because these people, I mean, I voted for Obama twice, and that was a big mistake, but I woke up after that. But, I mean, these people are absolutely dangerous, and you see it when they actually just come out and say this on national TV now, and the media is with them. All you have to do is go ask Wolf Blitzer and Gloria Borger cheering out at the Democratic Convention. You know, they're all in the same group. You know, these people
are. That's why you have all these Republicans who are leaping over onto Hillary's campaign. Now you've got the current chair of the RNC is threatening that unless Donald Trump pulls his campaign back, that the RNC is going to cut off the funds that are supposed to be there for the presidential campaign. They're still trying to find a way to derail him. We're going to have to mount a real fundraising campaign for Donald Trump if the RNC yanks his funding. But the good news is we're seeing in this election, both of these two traditional parties are destroying themselves in the eyes of the American people. And I think it's time that we got rid of the two-party system and went back to what we had before, which was a system where anybody could set up a party and anybody could run their candidates and not have it dominated by these party apparatchiks. Yeah, I'm going to hold you over. Go ahead. We'll be right back.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones with Dustin. And Dustin, we need to move fast because we got to get through two more phone calls before the Lady Claire joins us at top of the hours. So what's on your mind?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, but the more they get desperate, the more this stuff comes out with the Bob Beckles, and it shows their true, you know, their true colors of who the people actually are. It's just about absolute power. It's not about money anymore. This is about power. And when you see Bob Beckel and his group come out and the media endorses him, this is what it's all about. Nothing about, it's not about anything else but power at this point. You know,
okay,
and
well,
I just want, Mike, real quick on Russia, I just want to let you know the S-400s, they're moving into Crimea.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about that next hour, okay?
Okay.
All right, Dustin,
all right, thanks,
I got to let you go. Switch over to real quick. Mark in North Carolina, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, two things. One is what Donald Trump meant very simply is that whether the judges rule in the Second Amendment or not, whatever their ruling is, it won't hold water because the people know we know our rights, and that's where the Second Amendment comes in, to stop a tyrannical government. And that's when the people
no, I, see, that's what the media is trying to imply that Trump meant. But it's also possible to interpret his statement as saying the NRA and the other gun rights groups could bring their political clout and lobbying to bear to push back on the incursion into our right. Thanks a lot for the call. We're going to switch over to Cody in Texas. Cody, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A little bit different. I have a little different theory with Hillary. I'm thinking her handlers are instructing her to feign some type of illness because I think they realize that she is a lot closer to indictment than we may even know about. And the court of public opinion, whether it's pedophiles or banksters or any of these high-profile celebrities that are chances of going to prison, they try to get the court of public opinion to go easy on them, so to speak. So this may be a just a ploy of pulling up Wayne.
Well, you know, they could also say that, you know, she didn't really mean to commit all these crimes, but it's the brain damage. And we've talked about it before, that if it does look like she's going to be arrested and charged and tried, that she could drop out of the race for medical reasons and take the heat and focus off of her. There's all kinds of possibilities out there. We don't know what's going to happen. Time will solve that mystery. Okay, Cody, thank you very much. We're going to let you go, and we're going to close the phone lines here coming into the top of the hour and the Lady Claire. But turning over to the war zones, Russian bombers have destroyed an ammunition warehouse and a chemical ammunition plant for ISIS in Raqqa. They're just going in there with those long-range bombers. Now, the Pentagon is refusing to disclose how many U.S. troops are on the ground in Syria right now. And they're still maintaining the lie. We're putting them in there to fight against ISIS, and yet we see them helping ISIS all the time. All right, we will be right back after these station identification.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage.
Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.